I thought I might want to pray with anyone who may feel that they have something in their family. Suicidal tendencies that may come from despondency, that may be inherited. People who are bipolar, it may be a generational thing that comes from a disposition of people who have melancholic dispositions that's inherited. Maybe even in your past, you know that there are grandparents or great-grandparents who may have committed suicide. Alcoholism is an inherited tendency. And the kinds of maybe a generational thing, so that you yourself feel that, oh my goodness, I have this whatever it is in my life, and am I passing it on to my children? Are my children inheriting something that I inherited from the past? And so when you do a little genealogy of my parents, my grandparents, mother and father, and then my great-grandparents, and then my great-great-grandparents, I think it would be enough, even if you knew maybe like four generations, and you see these tendencies of inherited dispositions, and now you really feel, I want to, through prayer. You see, God knows everyone, not only of your mother and father. God knows your grandparents. God knows your ancestors 20, 30 generations back. Your presence in this life was a planned arrangement by God. If any one of them were missing, you wouldn't be here. So you are so loved by God, and you are so tended to by Him. He just doesn't love you as you are, but He also loves all of your ancestors and wants to save. They had their opportunities during life, and now they passed from this life. Now they have had the generations that have come before you may have had these tendencies, these dispositions, these disorders, and you, in Christ and through Christ, want not only to heal and bless and pass on your love to your children, which is one of the great things that a father and mother want to do with their children, but they also can and have a power through grace to pray and heal their ancestral line. And so if you now could imagine with me, and I would like you to pray with me in imagination, that there would be Jesus who stands before you and who is with you now, standing in front of you. And I ask you, Jesus, to come now and stand before this person who is inviting you and is concerned about his ancestral line and any generational curse or any generational disorder or any generational witchcraft that may have taken place in his father and mother, his grandparents, great-grandparents, or great-great-grandparents to the third and fourth generation. Jesus, loving Jesus, please now stand between this person who is asking you to be present to her or to him. I invite you, loving Jesus, to cut any bondage to the third and fourth generation of that person. Take those ancestors from the fourth, third, and second and first generation into your sacred wounds, your five wounds, and let them pass now through those sacred wounds of yours, and to free, release, cleanse, heal any curses, voodoo, or witchcraft that this generation, these generations have had in the lineage. And as they pass through your five wounds, Jesus, because you came for the salvation of all mankind, and this person is now standing wanting you to free his lineage or her lineage from these disorders, this bondage, this curse, these voodoos, so that they can receive their inheritance freed of all this bondage. Sacred Heart of Jesus, loving Jesus, I ask you now, you are the Savior of the world. Stand between this person now who's inviting you. You know their names, you know their disposition, their desire. They're inviting you to stand between them and their ancestors to the third and fourth generation and cut any bondage. And may all these ancestors now be cast into your five most precious wounds. And as they pass through your holy wounds, our prayer, Jesus, is that you cleanse, purify, heal, free these ancestors and this ancestral bondage of any curses, voodoo, or witchcraft, disorder, so that he or she can now receive the inheritance freed of these disorders, cleansed, Sacred Heart of Jesus, this prayer now that we offer with all our hearts, hear us. Your Father said whatever we ask in your name, he would give. That's what you said. Whatever we ask, the Father would give. We pray, Sacred Heart of Jesus, for these ancestors to the second, third, and fourth generation to have that bondage cut, and that these ancestors would pass through your sacred wounds to cleanse, to purify, to heal them, Jesus, of these disorders, this bondage, this witchcraft, these curses, so that they can receive their inheritance free, cleansed, and healed of these disorders. Sacred Heart of Jesus, may your precious blood be poured upon this person now and seal them with that precious blood so he or she may be always yours and completely yours and only yours. Blessed Virgin Mary, crush the head of Satan now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for not only saving us in our time, but giving us the power to pray for past inheritance and cleanse that inheritance by your sacred blood, by your wounds, by your passion now. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Mary. Father in heaven, hear this prayer. Whoever is listening to this, or whoever wants to receive freedom from inherited bondages and generational evil or curses, that they may know that your Son can be and will be present to them if they invoke his name, if they invoke his presence, and that his precious wounds are still in his body. Jesus, living and loving us, risen and ascended Lord, your wounds are powerful for cleansing us and healing us, whether they be past or even in the future. For your wounds and power are for all time. You are the King of all ages. You are the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords. And no power or evil can overcome you. You can overcome it and them. Thank you, Jesus. I ask also at this time in imagination, anyone who is suffering from generational disorders, place a crucifix over the heads of any of your ancestors, every one of them, that you may experience some kind of brokenness or disorder in your lineage or past. Maybe your dad committed suicide. Maybe your grandfather or grandmother hung himself, whatever that might be. Those inherited tendencies or disorders that may have been like curses on your past can be broken and affected by you. Maybe someone in your past was shot or killed or suddenly died, and there's a disorder there. And that person didn't have time to prepare for death. You, in your power, and we have believed this as Catholics, have power to affect the souls who have died in the past. And certainly we also have power to affect our lineage. Hold the crucifix over each one of them and bless. Give the blessings of the cross to each one, but especially the sacred and precious wounds. In this prayer that I had just prayed, as I pray it for people, many blessings come of peace and ordering and calm that come upon you, not only you, as you break the disorders and the curses and the witchcraft of the past. Not only you does it come, but it can also come for your siblings, because they were under that same generational inheritance. So what is broken for you of the past is also going to be for your brothers and sisters, as well as your children, and of course your grandchildren, so that these disorders do not have to be passed on to the future. And you, because of Jesus, because of the power that is within you in prayer and power, can heal the past as well as the future. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and all the souls of the faithful departed, to the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. The power of prayer, the power of the name of Jesus, the power of God is timeless. It's not governed by time. God always was. God can influence the past as well as the future, as well as the present. And we are living in this moment, but what a precious time we live in, as in the now. And from the now, from here and now, we can, and very seldom do we realize this, but that's what God can do. He can affect the past as well as the future. The kinds of disorders that God wants to heal, the kinds of harmony and peace and love that He, the Sacred Heart, the wounds of Jesus, what He can and wants to do, the tragedy is we do not see the power of Christ in those areas of our lives that can totally change us into this harmony and this peace in families. The most wonderful things can happen in the family, in this kind of healing, the healing of relationships, because He, God, wants this kind of harmony with His children, with His family. And the kind of disorders that many families inherit are presented to them so that these families are born into these disorders and don't realize it. And so the kind of hurts and pains that we inflict on one another, we're hardly aware of. And so the ordinary family then can be, and the model family of Nazareth, where Joseph and Mary and Jesus can become the loving relationships that this holy family can bring into your family and every family in the world, because they are the model of the Trinity in heaven. And so Nazareth can become the model of every home in Omaha, of every home in Scranton, of every home here in New Hampshire. Wherever Jesus is, He is in us. He wants to create this order here, this harmony here. The first place that He wants to create it is in me. And so that prayer that I just offered for that person, how will they know a person who is in harmony with them? It's that I am in communion with the Lord who is in me, and that Jesus and I are one. And so as He helps me and brings me through prayer into union with Him. And I really believe that the power of that prayer influenced you, but in your mother and your brother. And I believe also, hopefully, that prayer will influence others. And then we can pray it for one another. There's no reason why that prayer can't be passed on, so that when it affects me, then I can pray it for others. Did you ever see what happens when you throw this pebble in a pond? The ripples really do go out to the end of the world. And this particular power, this divine love, can come into this world and radiate out to the entire world through, because Jesus is that person who is affecting the entire world. He is present to us, and through our prayer and our calling upon Him, He will be present and can transform the world. I only have one more comment that I think is connected with the retreat that's on my mind today. Mm-hmm. When Friday is a day that we abstain from meat, usually, and that was one of the suggestions. We don't have to, but it is a great Catholic tradition. And but we should, and we could, have a spirit connected with prayer of fasting. And when I realize, when these two are combined, prayer and fasting, how they are powerful in pleading our prayer and lifting our prayer to God when it's combined with fasting. The United States, you know, we're so indulgent, and we really are kind of digging our graves with our teeth, and we are so unaware of what that power is, fasting, connected with prayer. How often do we pray or to hear about connecting prayer with fasting? And so I really believe that that's another thing that I am experiencing on this retreat. There's a particular, some of the difficulties and things that I wanted in prayer for the people that I was praying for and wanting so deeply in my heart that they experience. And so as I was going to God, because fasting isn't something I do. Fasting is something God invites me to do. And He invited me each time. The fast that I have been having, I have breakfast. I have cereal and for a morning breakfast, and then I don't eat anything for the rest of the day, except I have water and tea. And the hunger pains that remind me of prayer, the time that I have and that I'm not spending in meal time. This is such a cleansing and a freeing of my mind. I do notice a couple things with fasting. I feel a little bit weaker. You know, my voice doesn't seem as strong. My energy is lessened. Maybe I have a tendency to get a headache with fasting. And all of these symptoms just help me have more. I think it's like high octane prayer. It just brings it increases my concentration and my prayer. The presence of God, the awareness of His presence, and the power to call upon Him is increased with the fast. And so I offer that also to those who would want to experience that freedom from curses, that freedom from bondage, that freedom from those disorders that may be plaguing you or your children. And it's like a formula of divine mercy. Pray and fast that you may find this peace and harmony and joy. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you. I bless you in the name of the Lord. May the goodness of the Lord be upon you. I bless you in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.